Effective communication is an essential skill in any field, whether you are in business, education, healthcare, or any other sector. The ability to convey information clearly and appropriately to different audiences is crucial for ensuring that your message is understood and has the desired impact. Tailoring communication for different audiences involves understanding the characteristics, needs, and expectations of your listeners or readers and adjusting your language, tone, and style accordingly. This article delves into the importance of audience analysis, strategies for effective communication, and the nuances of addressing various audience types. Understanding your audience. Before crafting any message, it's essential to conduct a thorough audience analysis. Understanding who your audience is will guide you in determining the most effective way to communicate with them. Audience analysis involves identifying demographic factors such as age, gender, education level, cultural background, and professional status. However, it goes beyond these basic characteristics to include an understanding of your audience's knowledge level on the subject, their attitudes, values, and expectations. For example, if you're preparing a presentation on a technical topic for a group of industry experts, you would use jargon and industry-specific terms that the audience is familiar with. On the other hand, if you're addressing a general audience with little knowledge of the subject, you would need to simplify the language, define technical terms, and perhaps use analogies to make the content more accessible. Understanding the audience's needs and expectations helps in crafting a message that resonates and achieves the intended purpose, whether it's to inform, persuade, entertain, or inspire. The role of context in communication. Context is another critical factor that influences how you should tailor your communication. Context includes the environment in which communication takes place, the relationship between the communicator and the audience, and the circumstances surrounding the communication event. The context determines the appropriate tone, formality, and content of the message. For instance, a CEO delivering a speech at a shareholders' meeting will likely adopt a formal tone and focus on financial performance, strategic goals, and market trends. In contrast, the same CEO might use a more conversational tone and discuss company culture, employee engagement, and work-life balance when addressing employees at an internal town hall meeting. The context dictates not only what is said but also how it is said, making it vital for communicators to be acutely aware of the circumstances in which they are delivering their message. Adapting language and tone. Language and tone are the most apparent aspects of communication that need to be adjusted based on the audience. Language includes the choice of words, sentence structure, and the level of formality. Tone, on the other hand, reflects the attitude of the speaker or writer towards the subject and the audience. It can range from formal to informal, serious to humorous, or respectful to assertive, depending on the situation. When communicating with a professional audience, for example, it is generally appropriate to use formal language, avoid slang, and maintain a respectful tone. This is particularly important in written communication, such as reports, emails, and business proposals, where the choice of words and tone can significantly impact the perception of the message. In contrast, when addressing a group of friends or peers in a casual setting, the language can be more informal, and the tone can be more relaxed and friendly. Adapting language and tone also involves being culturally sensitive. Different cultures have different communication norms, and what may be considered appropriate in one culture might be seen as rude or inappropriate in another. For instance, in some cultures, direct communication is valued, and people appreciate straightforwardness. In others, indirect communication is preferred, and people might use more polite or roundabout ways to express themselves. Being aware of these cultural differences and adjusting your communication style accordingly is crucial for effective cross-cultural communication. Structuring the message. The way a message is structured can greatly affect how it is received by the audience. A well-structured message is clear, logical, and easy to follow, making it more likely that the audience will understand and retain the information. The structure of a message should be tailored to the audience's needs and the purpose of the communication. For example, when writing a report for a group of executives, it is often effective to start with the key findings or recommendations, followed by the supporting data and analysis. This allows the busy executives to quickly grasp the main points and understand the implications without having to sift through pages of information. On the other hand, when teaching a complex concept to students, it might be more effective to start with the basics and gradually build up to more advanced topics, providing examples and explanations along the way to help the students understand and absorb the material. In addition to the overall structure, the use of headings, bullet points, and visuals can also help to organize the message and make it more accessible to the audience. Headings and subheadings break the content into manageable sections, making it easier for the audience to navigate the information. Bullet points can be used to highlight key points or lists, making them stand out and easier to remember. Visuals, such as charts, graphs, and images, can help to illustrate complex ideas and make the content more engaging and memorable. Nonverbal communication. Nonverbal communication plays a significant role in how a message is received and interpreted. This includes body language, facial expressions, gestures, eye contact, and even the use of space and physical proximity. Nonverbal cues can reinforce or contradict what is being said verbally, making it important to be aware of and control your nonverbal communication when addressing different audiences. For instance, maintaining eye contact can convey confidence and sincerity, while crossing your arms might be interpreted as defensiveness or disinterest. Similarly, the tone of your voice, your posture, and your facial expressions can all impact how your message is perceived. In some cultures, nonverbal communication carries more weight than verbal communication, making it even more important to pay attention to these cues. When communicating with an audience that you cannot see, such as in written communication or over the phone, nonverbal cues still play a role in the form of tone of voice or the layout and presentation of written materials. For example, the use of exclamation marks, emojis, or capital letters can convey enthusiasm, urgency, or emphasis in written communication. However, it is important to use these elements judiciously and consider the audience's expectations and norms when incorporating them into your communication. Addressing diverse audiences. In today's globalized world, it is common to communicate with diverse audiences that may include people from different cultural, linguistic, and social backgrounds. This diversity presents both challenges and opportunities for effective communication. When addressing a diverse audience, it is important to be inclusive and considerate of the different perspectives and experiences that people bring to the conversation. One strategy for addressing diverse audiences is to use clear and simple language that can be easily understood by people from different backgrounds. Avoiding jargon, idioms, and culturally specific references can help to ensure that your message is accessible to everyone. Additionally, it is important to be mindful of cultural differences in communication styles, as mentioned earlier, and to adapt your approach to be respectful and inclusive of those differences. Another consideration when communicating with diverse audiences is the potential for bias or assumptions that may influence how your message is perceived. Being aware of your own biases and making a conscious effort to communicate in an objective and unbiased manner can help to build trust and credibility with your audience. This is particularly important in sensitive or controversial topics where different perspectives may be at play. The importance of feedback. Feedback is a crucial component of effective communication, as it provides valuable insights into how your message is received and understood by the audience. Feedback can take many forms, including verbal comments, written responses, nonverbal cues, or even the audience's behavior after receiving the message. Actively seeking feedback and being open to it allows you to adjust your communication approach and improve future interactions. In some cases, feedback may be immediate and direct, such as during a live presentation or conversation where the audience can ask questions or provide comments. In other cases, feedback may be more indirect, such as through surveys, evaluations, or observing the audience's reaction over time. Regardless of the form it takes, feedback is an essential tool for refining your communication skills and ensuring that your message is effective. When giving feedback, it is also important to consider how you deliver it. Constructive feedback should be specific, actionable, and delivered in a way that is respectful and supportive. This helps to create a positive communication environment where feedback is valued and used as a tool for growth and improvement. Communication channels and mediums. The choice of communication channel or medium is another important aspect of tailoring communication for different audiences. Different channels have different strengths and limitations, and selecting the appropriate one can greatly impact the effectiveness of your message. The choice of medium should be guided by the nature of the message, the preferences of the audience, and the context of the communication. For instance, face-to-face communication is often the most effective for building relationships and conveying complex or sensitive information, as it allows for immediate feedback and the use of nonverbal cues. However, it may not always be practical or efficient, especially for large or geographically dispersed audiences. In such cases, digital communication channels such as email, video conferencing, or social media may be more appropriate. When communicating through written channels, such as reports, emails, or social media posts, it is important to consider the permanence and accessibility of the message. Written communication provides a record that can be referenced later, but it also requires clarity and precision to avoid misunderstandings. Additionally, the format and presentation of written communication should be tailored to the audience, with attention to readability, tone, and visual elements. In contrast, Oral communication, whether in person or through telecommunication, allows for more dynamic interaction and immediate clarification of any misunderstandings. However, it also requires careful attention to tone, pacing, and delivery to ensure that the message is received as intended. Conclusion. Tailoring communication for different audiences is both a science and an art. It requires a deep understanding of your audience, the context in which you are communicating, and the nuances of language, tone, and nonverbal cues. By adapting your communication approach to meet the needs and expectations of your audience, you can ensure that your message is not only heard but also understood and acted upon. The ability to tailor communication effectively is a valuable skill that can enhance your influence, build stronger relationships, and achieve better outcomes in both personal and professional settings. As the world becomes increasingly interconnected and diverse, the importance of tailored communication will only continue to grow. By mastering this skill, you can become a more effective and impactful communicator, capable of reaching and resonating with audiences of all kinds.